This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Gives a handoff to Baji. Baji had stripped in traffic. Curry with the steal behind the back to Buddy. Over to Kuminga, flying in, goes up, scored, and got fouled! A little magic here at Chase Center.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That wasn't Curry, was it? That wasn't Curry on that highlight, was it?
Oh, there was a foul. So.
Yeah, it ended with got fouled.
That it was Kuminga.
Thank you. If it was Curry, it would just be a boom, which is what everybody heard last night when his backbone literally hit the floor.
It was
loud.
Very loud, and I mean, I don't know exactly what you were expecting, but once I heard Steve Kerr say that Mike Dunleavy said that Steph was trying to lobby to get back into the game, I kind of felt like it wasn't going to be that big of a deal. But before then, I mean, I know you and I were sitting next to each other at the game, and Anthony Slater reported that Mike Dunleavy was walking down the tunnel to go check on him.
Followed him.
Normally that happens when it's something at least somewhat beyond just a bump. So there was a little bit of nerves, but the news today from Shams and from Slater and everybody else, as good of news as I think you could possibly hope for.
No doubt. Although to go from, hey, Steph was trying to get back in the game, followed up with, he's not on the flight with the team today.
Yeah.
Is a little like, okay.
But he'll be reevaluated Monday, which is before the next game.
Before the next game. And for those of you who don't speak schedule and have these things memorized in the back of our head like we have to, there's a bunch of off days coming up. In fact, it's almost to a concerning level.
And it's happening in Miami.
Well, just quick aside, okay? These are young, rich men. They're going to go to Atlanta. That's where we're going to start. We're heading to Atlanta, actually, as we speak. So to get to Atlanta, start out with just a little Friday night teaser. Let's just get it started. Remember, it only took Dibs 4 hours to sound like that yesterday. So,
and you can have yourself some fun in Atlanta.
Yeah, you think? So we're going to arrive in Atlanta, going to hang out for a Friday night. We don't have anywhere to be until, like, I don't know, probably about 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Hey, get there, 5 o'clock local time, got yourself a little basketball game against the Atlanta Hawks. We just dip our toe into the road trip's waters here. And then after that, hell, you played a game in Atlanta, and where are you? You're in Atlanta still. And nowhere to be on Sunday or Monday. However, you will be making a trip on Sunday from Atlanta to South Beach. And then we're going to do South Beach on Sunday and South Beach on Monday. And then
Tuesday night game.
A very highly anticipated game on Tuesday where Jimmy Butler goes against his old team. And then after that, do you fly out of Miami as quickly as possible to the next destination? No. No,
even though the next destination is still New Orleans.
New Orleans. But we've got two nights off before you go to New Orleans to play a game and then get loose there on a Friday night. These three cities, the Warriors have a week to play in. Atlanta, Miami, and New Orleans. What could go wrong?
A lot of things. Don't tell Dibs. He'll join them on the trip.
Boys. Yeah. Keep your eyes on the prize.
I mean, you are right, though.
Relax.
Because one slip-up is maybe the difference between being the sixth seed and being in the play-in.
Totally. And Steph's not on the plane. Steph's not playing tomorrow night.
He's for sure missing at least one game. Reevaluated on Monday before the game Tuesday.
The reevaluation Monday does feel a little bit like, and you'd expect the Warriors to be very, very cautious.
Yeah.
With anything with Steph, very precautionary, as we already watched this week. Sat out a game on Tuesday for what Steve Kerr basically said was just needed an emotional wellness day.
He was mentally exhausted.
Yeah. So take that one off. And then he wants to come back in the game, a close game they'd have to have last night. What do the Warriors say? No. Go get your clothes on. You're done.
Another example of Steph, the face of the franchise, losing a battle.
Right.
Against someone in the coaching staff or front office.
Yeah. By the way, on your way home, leave that plane ticket with us. You're not coming with us anymore. And so those are all, but when you hear reevaluation Monday, that suggests to me that the Warriors are just like, look, take the weekend, see if you can get back on your feet. We'll fly you out on Monday. You can join us in Miami. If by some, you know, grace of who knows what, you're able to get out there or want to get out there on Tuesday, wonderful. But if not, then you can just buy three more days before we have to play in New Orleans on Friday. This is not from nothing. My guess, that's when we see Steph Curry next. A week from tonight in New Orleans, he misses two games. That would be my best
guess,
which is based on nothing.
Yeah. I think also another reason to think that this is relatively minor and it's probably only going to be a two-game absence is normally when the Warriors say, like, the player is going to be reevaluated at some point, they say something like, he'll be reevaluated next week.
Exactly.
Or he'll be reevaluated, and they don't really specify exactly when. The Warriors said he'll be reevaluated again on Monday, which means on Monday they expect to have at least some sort of update. And Monday's only a few days away.
Right.
Like, so this is not, doesn't mean he's going to play Tuesday, but it just means that they expect that there's a chance that he could play Tuesday.
Yeah, they want him with the team by then, you know, but think of how they just played Pods. Steve Kerr came out the very next day after Pods left. What game was that?
The
was
Brooklyn
it in Brooklyn,
game.
Right? In Brooklyn, he plays
final game
one
of the
minute,
road trip. Yeah.
And then he leaves, and Steve's like, it's kind of precautionary, like, we're just really want to, you know, we just want to make sure we don't do anything wrong.
He said he was day-to-day, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He called him day-to-day, and then he missed three more games.
He missed five. He missed the first five games of the homestand.
Wow. So they really take it easy because I think this just comes from the confidence of who they are and where they've been, which is that they're like, look, we're not going to push it in order to win games right now. And then put the playoffs in more doubt. Because when we get to the playoffs, you never play a back-to-back. You never have to worry about that at all. There's a little push-pull there. I get it. You know, I think it makes fans more nervous than it makes them. But when you're this close to the play-in tournament and you want to avoid that at all costs, it's hard. I give the Warriors credit, even though sometimes, like earlier this week, I find it to be stressful and maybe not even what I would do, but I give them credit for being like, no, this is our policy and we're sticking to it no matter who we're playing that night. no matter what.
Yeah, we're talking about star treatment as it relates to officials. The Warriors don't have star treatment when it comes to like their medical group. If you're the last man on the bench or you're Steph Curry, like you're generally going to be treated the same way in terms of like when you're ready to come back, they're going to take it slow. It is easier though to be a little bit more patient, say with someone like Pajemski than someone like Steph.
For sure.
There's a little more pressure there, and you lose in Atlanta on Saturday, and then you kind of have a 50-50 decision for Steph on Tuesday. Maybe that factors into the decision, or say, God forbid, you lose Saturday and then you lose on Tuesday and you say, all right, Steph, like almost no matter what, you got to play on Friday, because now we're looking at maybe not even being the sixth seed, but maybe being the eighth seed in the play and having to go on the road to begin the play. And so, like, they're not going to rush to a decision unless, like, the season is on the line, and the season is not yet on the line, but you lose a game or two, and then very suddenly the season is on the line.
Well, you wonder, at least I do, and this is what I think the Warriors are probably good at, is not making the assumptions that we make as fans. Like, we'll look at the schedule and go, well, here's what's going to happen, right? This team, they're going to win that one, they're going to lose that one. They're going to win, they're going to win, and we have this whole schedule mapped out in our head.
Atlanta's a quality team.
Well, no, but that's kind of what I'm getting at. I think we've been given the message repeatedly over the last, especially week or two, if not all the time. Dude, this is the NBA, and surprising results happen all the time. Like Minnesota going out there and losing back-to-back home games this week to inferior competition, resting their players. Nobody would have saw that coming. So
now you're suddenly more scared about the Clippers.
Absolutely.
The Clippers have the tiebreaker.
And the Clippers have Memphis tonight, and Ja's not playing, and I expect the Clippers to win this basketball game tonight.
Clippers just beat Cleveland.
Yeah. Now, the good news is the Clippers also play on Sunday, and they've got Oklahoma City coming to town. And hopefully Oklahoma City plays all their people and is able to get a win. But that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, you just can't make too many assumptions about what these other teams are going to do. You have to, I think the Warriors do, zero in on what's right for the person, the player, and the team in that moment, and sort of remove all of these other distractions. And I think they're really, really good at that. And they've had success with that. I don't really have the stomach for it. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard, and we also don't have the benefit of what they have. Like, I don't know how Steph feels this morning. I don't know if when he got out of bed.
Probably worse than he did last night.
I would think.
That's how, like, these things work.
Did he get to the restroom in 10 seconds, or did it take him 2.5 minutes? I don't know.
Oh, man, the way that he hobbled to the bench.
Right. Oh, that kind of injury is the one where when you wake up the next day, you're like, oh my God, I can't move.
Also, the last thing that you want to do, I think I heard a caller on Steiny and Goo earlier today, the last thing you want to do when you have that kind of injury is sit on a plane for 5 hours.
Yep, and that probably has a lot to do with why they sort of like presented this the way that they did. The minute he goes out, they're like, all right, at minimum, we're like...
Steph.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You're not coming back in this game.
You're missing one game. Yeah, you're not coming back, and you're not playing in our next game. And so, no, we don't want to put you on a plane, a back east plane trip all the way across the country. We don't want to do that.
Not a plane like you and I know a plane. Like, they've got a nice...
Yeah, a little
and
they, cushy.
You could probably maybe lie him down somewhere too. But
you think? Yes. Yes, you can. But don't do, why? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
join
don't
us.
Don't need to.
Join us Monday in Miami. Get on that plane. Probably going to be feeling a little bit better by then. I do think if you dive into the actions and the words that we've seen so far, it's a relief. And it looks to me like the Warriors and Steph Curry probably feel like this is not going to be a long-term thing. The two biggest clues are A, Steph wanting to return, and B, the reevaluation and the plane trip are already scheduled for Monday, which is not that long from now.
Yeah.
So those, I think both of those are really good signs.
No doubt. And, I mean, they need them to be good signs because the Clippers, you're a game and a half up on the Clippers. Clippers play today. Let's just assume the Clippers win.
They're a 7-point favorite.
So they'd be a game behind, and they have the tiebreaker. So if you finish even with the Clippers, they would jump ahead of you.
Yep.
You have a decent leg up on Minnesota now. Even if Minnesota wins today, Minnesota's taking on, I have it somewhere.
They've got New Orleans again.
You're right, New Orleans. So, and you expect them to beat New Orleans. If they win, they're also a game behind you, but you have the tiebreaker. So you can think of it as two games ahead. Plus, they've played two extra games after tonight, and they have two losses on you in the loss column. So you would have to lose just for Minnesota to have a chance. Assuming Minnesota wins today, the Warriors would have to lose at least three of their remaining 13 games, and Minnesota would have to win out. You have a pretty decent leg up on Minnesota.
It's bigger than it feels. I agree with you. And remember, you have a game directly with the Clippers, and it just so happens to be the last game of the year.
It might mean a lot. It might mean absolutely nothing.
Sunday afternoon, sleepy game, 12:30 tip. Sunday afternoon, April 13th, here at Chase Center. Clippers, Warriors, last regular season game of the year.
I hope it doesn't mean much.
Yeah. I don't know if this makes you feel better or worse. The Clippers do have some, they got some tough games coming up. They're home to Memphis tonight. They're home to Oklahoma City on Sunday. Then they hit the road for a four-gamer that will take them both to the Knicks and the Cavs and the Orlando Magic and then Brooklyn as well. But then they go through their stretch that scares me. And that's why I really would love this road trip. If the Warriors don't have success and if they drop a couple games early because Steph Curry's not there, and then it's a road trip that kind of gets harder as it goes.
Yeah.
Right? It ends in LA and then not a break for the schedule. When you have a long road trip, they fly back late at night. I know it's a short flight from L.A., but they have a game at home the very next night. And I think it's against Denver. So the Warriors have a difficult end to this trip, which is now like almost 2 weeks from now when the whole thing is finally over. But when they're doing that, the Clippers are on a homestand that brings them New Orleans, Dallas, San Antonio. Then it gets harder again, but there's a stretch of games in there where the Clippers, I think, are going to cruise a little bit, and the Warriors need to be in a spot where they're ready for that.
Dallas might still be in it at that point, and they're expecting to get Anthony Davis and Daniel Gafford back. So
they might.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're actually going to come back and play?
There was a report earlier today that they're nearing returns.
I believe it when I see it.
Still in it in the Western standings. I know it's just the 10 seed that we're talking about right now, but they are only, in fact, they're tied with Phoenix for the 10.
If
Phoenix
I'm Dallas, and we've watched this from that franchise before, where they were battling for the play-in, and Kyrie had been acquired.
It was just 2 years ago, wasn't it?
And they openly came out and sat everybody and fell out of an attempt for the play-in tournament in what was a blatant tank.
And I think it netted them Derek Lively.
There you go. So that's why I say I believe it when I see it with that franchise. There's zero reason to bring Anthony Davis back so that you can do what? battle to be the 10 seed and get your butt kicked, like for one game, I just don't. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Maybe. I think the schedule game is a little dangerous to play because
for sure. Of course
you just don't know what any motivation for any team is going to be, whether they're a good team or a bad team. You don't know. I mean, you talk about the Clippers, the final game of the regular season. It could be meaningful to one team. It could be not meaningful to the other. It could be meaningless to either. Steph doesn't play. Kawhi doesn't play.
Well,
like, you never know. Like,
no.
We could say that it's probably going to be a challenging game, and I just threw out the Clippers one as an example, but you could say it for almost all of like the final six games of the regular season.
I think that what we saw last night is that reminder that you have to, the best you can, and it's impossible because we're humans and we're fans and we're emotional and all that, but just stay on that night because it on one drive to the hole, any franchise in the NBA can change in an absolute heartbeat. And, you know, even though I don't think that happened last night, it reminds you that it could. It could in the blink of an eye, and it remains my number one source of skepticism with the Warriors. When I see a few things, when I see Steph Curry now has had a mental exhaustion game and a tailbone injury all in one week, I watch a defense that looks like it has a hard time sustaining for four full quarters. They're very good at the end of games. Draymond and Jimmy make great plays. Moses Moody has as well. And we can get to that in just a minute. But their defense outside of that was awful last night. And Toronto was doing whatever they wanted. And so my number one source of skepticism, if there is one with the Warriors, is I just don't know if they've got the stamina for this. Like, I think that at their best, they can do anything against anyone, potentially. But the stamina to really be there every night and play four quarters and put that up against the Denvers and Oklahoma Cities of the world, yeah, I'd still have a little bit of a hard time buying it right now.
I think that's more of a case over the course of the regular season, but once you get to the postseason, I don't think it matters as much to me. And one thing that has always been the case for the Warriors, like, it's not new that, like, the Jokic's of the world and the Anthony Davis's of the world and the Giannis's of the world, although they handled him amazingly on Tuesday, the Aaron Gordon's of the world, like, it's not new that those are players that give the Warriors trouble. Like, they've given the Warriors trouble for a long time. And the Warriors, they always do this song and dance every year, and it's so funny the moment that they finally lean into what has always worked for them, which is Draymond at the five. It has always been their best thing.
Yep.
And I get why, because you don't want to wear Draymond down, and they had to turn to it probably a little earlier than they would have liked this year, but they always do this thing where they're like, oh, TJD, like, he's our starting five, and he's doing these great things. He's our starting five for the rest of the year. Oh, Looney. It was Steve Kerr being like, I do this every year. I take Looney out of the rotation, and then I get to a point where I'm saying, what am I doing? He deserves to be in the rotation. And then, like clockwork, 2 weeks later, he's out of the rotation again because they found out, once again, for the 10th consecutive season, their best lineup features Draymond at the five.
And that'll probably...
It'll happen again in the postseason.
Of course it will. Of course it will.
But I know what you're saying. Everyone's a year older now, and Draymond just turned 35. But I think over the course of a postseason, Draymond can handle it. I think the Warriors can handle it.
Yeah,
there are bad matchups. That's the case for every team.
Let's see what have they got in the tank when they get there. Is still my question. It's still my question. We are now on a Friday afternoon, bringing to a close a week where, yes, the Warriors went 2-1, but we also got a Steph Curry injury.
It was a weird 2-1.
And a Steph Curry mental health wellness day.
And a loss to a team full of, like, G Leaguers.
Right, and an Aaron Gordon torching. So that's what we got this week. And so to come out of that week and have one eyebrow up, like you guys are going to navigate these next 3 weeks and you're going to do it well with strength and mostly victories in order to secure a playoff spot? Maybe, but that's an optimistic view. That's you have some real potholes to avoid during this time.
We can't. I know we got to hit a break in a few minutes. Yep. We could get into whether or not the Steph absence could potentially be a blessing in disguise, because I've heard that phrase thrown around about it. I could make the case for it. I don't believe it, but I could make the case for it. But let me ask you this. Let's say Steph misses 3 or 4 games,
okay,
and as a result, he gets some time off, and he's a little fresher. But as a result of him missing those games, the Warriors are in the play-in instead of as the 6th seed. Would you rather pushing Steph harder, get the 6th seed, and have a more exhausted Steph at the end of the regular season, or have a fresher Steph going into the play-in?
I mean, my answer is going to be the same every day for the rest of this year, no matter how we cut this.
6th seed.
Stay the hell
I'm with you
out of the play-in tournament.
It would be different if there wasn't the built-in week off if you were the 6th seed.
Ask
if it was the same amount of rest.
If I would rather have the 7th seed and sitting here talking to you just like I am, or the 6th seed and do an entire show with a pencil in my ear. I will do the show with a pencil in my ear. Not on my ear, in my ear.
We got Adam on our YouTube chat, though, saying fresh curry equals a ring.
Okay, y'all want to talk this out? Like, 888-957-9570 if you want to talk this out.
Well, maybe the better question is, are you willing to overextend Steph for the hopes of getting the 6th seed?
Okay. Like, is this a blessing in disguise in the minds of some? You can weigh in on that, 888-957-9570. We can also, if you're all willing to do it, we can do a little X's and O's of last night. I know it was just the Raptors and whatnot, and I hesitate to do this because, boy, here comes people just hucking stuff at each other out in the streets. I thought for the most part last night was a little bit of an uncomfortable night for Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh. Okay.
Not like a problem, but that was an uncomfortable night for the most part for Jonathan Kuminga. And I think it really especially showed itself after Steph left. And that's why the beginning of this road trip that will now not include Steph Curry concerns me a little bit.
Okay.
No question about it. We can get into it. That segment was brought to you by Honda of Vallejo, and we are also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're here for your phone calls, 888-957-9570, and we're a half hour away from Emergency Pandia. Doc Pandia with what he saw and what he thinks on the Steph Curry situation is coming up. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.